Galatians 3, 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Yahushua HaMashiach. Many who read this verse might say that it is self-explanatory that we will be one in heaven. There will be no male or female and that we all will be equal. That is what many pastors preach. That's what I was taught growing up in church. I and some others had many questions, but my pastor had no answer. As a reminder, to get a full understanding of Scripture you have to apply Isaiah 28:9-10 precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. People, all we need to do is read. Sometimes it's best if you read the whole chapter because it is the best way to find the main idea or point Paul's trying to make. What you need to ask yourself is what is being said? If you don't understand what you just read, it is best to read it over and over. Sometimes what I do is take a break and go back to reread it. So, to clear up this confusion about Galatians 3:28, we will apply Isaiah 28:9-10. Here we go. When Paul said, all in Yahusha, whom they call Jesus, doesn't mean that we are all going the same place. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the Besorah, gospel, of HaMashiach, Christ, for it is the power of Yah, God, unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. So, it is clear that Paul in verse above makes a distinction between Jews and Greek. If there weren't a distinction, Paul would have said all is one, but he didn't do that. Paul wasn't saying anything about we all will be one in heaven, or there will be no male or female like many pastors preach. Romans 2:9-10 tribulation and anguish, upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace, to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. Here is Paul again making the distinction between Jew and Gentile. So, is Paul confused? Not so. Like I mentioned before, always read the whole chapter to get the understanding, not just one verse. So, let's see what Paul meant by there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is bond or free, there is neither male or female. Galatians 3:27, for as many of you as having been immersed into HaMashiach Christ have put on HaMashiach. There you can see that Paul was talking about when receiving water baptism, and that verse 28 that follows has nothing to do with equality. Understand this: there will be male and female, there will be Jew and Gentiles in the kingdom of Yahuwah, God. Therefore, there is a distinction, and no, women will not be equal to men or have any authority over men. 1 Timothy 2:11-12, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. However, I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. So, this is Paul here saying that women to lean in silence or have no authority over the man. So, that means Paul was contradicting himself when he said there is no male or female. Again, what Paul was saying is that we baptized into one body, which is HaMashiach, Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one Ruach, Spirit, are we all immersed into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Ruach, Spirit. About there is no Jews or Gentiles, Paul knew that they are not equal because he was aware that the Jews are a chosen people. Deuteronomy 7:6, for thou art a holy people unto Yahuwah Elohika, Lord thy God, the Yahuwah Elohika has chosen you to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. So, are we all going to be one in the kingdom of Yahuwah? This verse begs to differ. Other verse references Romans 3:1-2, Revelation 21:12, Isaiah 14:1-3. Paul's letters confused many, especially those who lack wisdom. That is one of the reasons why Christianity will lead people to destruction, because many of the pastors are unlearned. Most of them teach a feel-good message, and most case to collect your money. It is not about saving souls. 2 Peter 3:15-16, an account that the long-suffering of Yahuwah is salvation, even as our beloved unto him has written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. So, wake up, people. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear Yah, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Yah shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good, or whether it be evil.